Marsha Bothma, we're getting to know this lovely lady today. Why? Because she makes music. We are so curious about the people with the amazing voices to find out what's the character, what's the story behind the voice. So Marsha, hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Janine. Thank you so much for having me today. I am so, so excited to be here and to be talking to all of you. So thank you so much for having me.
Listen, yeah, we've got to introduce you. I know you're pretty because I can see your photo. I know you've got a great voice because we can hear your song. But you, like at home, when you're impressing no one and you just yourself, I mean, no makeup before the first cup of coffee. Who's Marsha then?
Marsha is just Marsha. Marsha's making breakfast, Marsha's cleaning her home, you know, on her phone, creating content as she always does. And then she'll sing every now and again. Sometimes she'll wake up with a song, sometimes she'll wake up with making songs. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
I mean, when you say it just happens, you've been making music since you've been a child. 12 is young. How did you realize that first time? Oh, my word. What's coming out of my mouth is brand new.
I started singing at the age of 8 and writing my first song at 12 years old. When I was singing in the mirror with my sisters, I was just having so much fun. I was really, really enjoying singing songs because, you know, just for the sake of singing. But then I realized, no, man, I'm enjoying this. This is actually what I would want to do. And as I grew older, you know, I was in the church. I grew up in church, in the junior choir, you know, got to learn more of the arts in church. And that's also where, you know, my skills for singing developed a bit more because it was encouraged or it was taught or developed a bit more. And so today I still find myself singing. I'm even part of a music school because I feel, you know, you're never too old to learn. You're never too advanced to learn something new. I'm even taking on the guitar at the Mitchell's Plain Music Academy. And I released my very first Afrikaans EP. So a lot is happening. A lot is going on. And I'm just happy, you know, the dream is slowly taking place and coming through.
I mean, Celine Dion, right through her career, never stopped having vocal lessons. She never thought she could sing. And if Celine Dion cannot sing, then I don't know who cannot sing. It's not fair. It's not right. But I mean, there's a difference between singing covers, singing worship songs at church, that writing your first song thing. What was it about? Did you sing about Jesus? Did you sing about love? What was that first one that you said, I'm going to write me a brand new song?
I remember listening to Kelly Clarkson's Since You've Been Gone. I think she was the first American Idol winner. And I was listening to the radio and I was like, wait, I like this song. And then I put my own lyrics into that song and I was like, I wrote my own song. I really, really enjoyed doing that. And when I learned how to do that more, because my mom always told me, Marsha, here's a diary, here's a book, write down, keep writing. And that's also how I, you know, learned how to write things down and to memorize it and to keep it in my heart, really. And so when I wrote the song, I was like, I think I can do this. And then I just kept on writing.
But these days you've got a phone and you've got little recording devices all around you. I mean, it's not the same. You don't have to remember it anymore because you get lots of ideas and before you write it down, it's gone.
Literally, like I'll find myself waking up at 3 a.m. with a beat in my head and I'm like, wait, I have to get the beat out because if I don't get this beat out, I'm going to forget. Or I will sing the song in my head and then I'm like, wait, I actually forgot the song and then I need to remember in some way. So there's always moments that these moments don't ask, may I come, may I enter your mind?
Exactly, the muse. But then how did you get involved with Arctic of Fear and get involved with competitions and mentorship programs? I mean, this is spiel, Dani.
Yeah, I joined Arctic of Fear Crescendo mentorship program in 2022. I needed to write an Afrikaans song. I'm like, Afrikaans, who you know, Matic, no. Then I wrote the song. I wrote it about my husband. And I sent the song in and I forgot about it. You know, I went about my day and everything. A few weeks later, he cracked an email and the mensen say, wow, congratulations. And I'm just like, what is going on? I don't understand. And, you know, coming into the space, coming into the mentorship program, there was people from Worcester, from PE, from Joburg, from all over the place, Cape Town and Mitchell's Plain. And, you know, being in a room full of artists, I was actually very quiet. I didn't really talk much. But I think when I started singing, people were like, whoa, what's going on? And they're still saying in Afrikaans, they're like, nee, my Marsha, jy kan in Afrikaans praat, wat gaan nou aan? So, you know, that's how I got into Arte Café Crescendo. And they've really, really helped me as an artist. They've helped, you know, continue to develop my skills as an artist, as now a businesswoman, as someone who writes songs, as someone who creates music, just, you know, to keep that fire burning or that flow going. Because some of us came into this place, you know, wanting to give up our art, wanting to not sing anymore because of the things that life has thrown us sometimes. But all of us are the same, you know, we all are human. We all go through things together. And so as artists, we could come together and, you know, just collaborate and hear each other's stories and even make songs out of those things. So the space was really like valuable to me and really important because we don't really get that much in Cape Town or in the space in the music industry, because it's basically a freelance space, so there's no HR where you can like, okay, we need more developmental programs, can you help us out? So we need to constantly be on the lookout for these opportunities that stare us in the face. Yeah,
because it is true where in the past the music industry, well, it was a small group of successful people that were backed by record companies and that kind of thing. That's all changed. It has opened up more that anyone can create new music. You can get the program, you can record with your own stuff in your own room. It's just so easy to make music. And if you're very creative, nothing stops you from making good music. But it is also more isolated. Like the competition is even more. There's more different people, brands out there, where it's not only many, many songs, it's many songs by many different people. So how do you stand out? How do you, I mean, you've got this, you've got a platform in Arte Café that is already a great platform to be on. But to get out, to stand out as unique, what do you do?
I think I'm just myself. Sure, because you know sometimes when you try too much or when you do too much, it could balang, as they say, or it could backfire, you know. But now when you do music, and when you enjoy the music, and when you love the music, and when it just flows through you, it just happens. Music just happens. Music is something that happened to me. So I think for me, you know, I'm just myself. I'm just enjoying it. I love music, and I think when I sing or when I bring that, you know, to my audiences, they can understand this musical language. Sometimes you don't even need to speak physically, but we can just sing or just a few notes can play. They will understand it. So I think I'm just Marsha in every way and everything I do, I'm just me.
The thing is, I don't see you really as someone who'll make fluff music. Because there's a lot of fluff out there, and especially in the Afrikaans industry. Levy, levy, lekker, it's flock. But you don't seem to be someone who wants to do that. You've got something to say with your music.
Yes, I believe that with music, it's important because, you know, you have something to say, and there should always be a message, you know. Yeah, we can create music for the sake of dancing or for the sake of lekker kry, but I also feel like, you know, you have that platform. People are listening to your music. People want to get to know, who is this person I'm listening to? Why are they saying these things? And so if I have your attention in that way, if you decide to listen to my music, I'm going to say something and I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to tell you my story. I'm going to tell you someone else's story. But it's always stories that I'm going to tell, or words of encouragement, words of upliftment, or words remembering, you know, this is where I come from. This is what I had to go through. This is the dark places I found myself in sometimes. But now that I understand and now that God has helped me through things, now I can sing about it a bit more. I can sing it over myself, where I can say I am stronger, or I lag my op, or ek is lief vir jou, or ek is gereed. You know, all of these words are so, so important to me. So I think in my music, and I know I say somewhere, you know, I want to change the narrative, I think I can bring something different to the table where people will buy into it and say, yo, okay, I understand what Marsha's trying to do here. You know, there's a message, there's a goal, there's a is her wanting to collaborate or try new things with people. So that is, for me, the most important thing is the message in the music.
Yeah. And when you start singing about gender-based violence, I mean, with Stronger and this one taking that message further, it's something that is huge in our country. Even since Corona, that was it's as if what happened yes. behind closed doors was just so exposed, because now everyone was behind those closed doors. And somehow, yes. To me, it's like this... Hierdie sweer wat oopgebars het, that time. So why do you sing about surviving gender-based violence?
You know, to me, I survived it, you know, 10 years ago, I went through that. And for me, it's important to also speak up, because sometimes when we experience gender-based violence, it has a holding where... It silences you. It makes you numb. It keeps your voice still and quiet, and you don't know how to speak or articulate, because it numbs you. You just don't know how to speak about it, or maybe you'll act out in other ways, or however a person may be affected by it. But to me, how I was affected by it is I was silenced. I couldn't speak. I became introverted. I became within myself, or I would always make this example of a fireplace. You know, when it's a cold evening and you're sitting at the fireplace and it's a little warm there and you just want to stay there. That was my place of pain. I just wanted to stay in that pain for 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2022, Stronger comes out, and not even, I was still going through it, and I created the song, or God gave me the song, You Are Stronger, You Are Better Than Ever, You Can Do It. Peregrination, that just means a very long journey, and that was, for me, it was a very long journey, because 10 years is it's a decade, it's a lot of your life that this thing has taken. So for me, you know, I, even though it wasn't easy for me to share, that was a big part of my life and a big part of my story and a big part of who I was and who I am today. I try to speak up and speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. And I want to tell those people who are not speaking, you know, to speak up, to speak to someone that they trust, to speak to someone that they love, just to help them along the way, because it's not easy. It's not something that you can just get over. You know, it takes time, it takes healing, it takes a process, it takes your mind to be shifted and to be renewed. And so that has been such a long journey. And, you know, looking back 10 years to now, my development alone has been so big, and that is only through the grace of God, because He has helped me through that whole journey. So gender-based violence is still an ongoing issue in our country, and there's so many things that we still need to do as a people and as a nation. But I think in the little way that I can bring my two cents, I'll do it through music, and I'll do it through encouragement and speaking to people and to them, to encourage them.
The thing is, you're using something that is beautiful, even catchy. I mean, even the way that the R&B is beautiful, music is beautiful, and you're using this beautiful medium to convey a very serious and difficult message, which means it can be heard over and over and over again, where if you would, like an interview like this, you say your say and life goes on, but music keeps on giving... It's even this paradox between the beauty of the song versus the difficulty of the message.
It definitely is a difficult task, because as much as people do genuinely enjoy my music, you know, when I speak about this thing, like the room will immediately get quiet, but then I will immediately notice that it's an important thing. It's a big thing. It's a spiritual thing even, because, you know, it's difficult, or it's challenging rather, to just get over. And some people who hasn't gone through it may not always understand, you know, the journey we have to take as a people, and it can happen to any person. So I think it's really important, you know, to acknowledge that this is an issue, that this does happen to people, and that there are some ways that people can help and reach out and help one another. But my two cents, I'm going to sing to you and I'm going to encourage you.
Maybe someone's listening right now who is the lady behind the door, the one who hasn't come out of it yet, who's been there maybe for 8 years and she's listening, and you were in it for 10 years. And there are other ladies that go through it for many more years, longer than that even. Huh? And they're listening to you now. Just testify. How did you get out of it? How did you get free?
It's been a journey for me to get through or be healed, you know, from gender-based violence. My journey has been music firstly. It's been a lot of, after the 10 years, I could only sing again because it's been a dormant thing. And so once I started singing, I found myself being released slowly, you know, from all the pain, because singing made it better. And so I would then, you know, pray to the Lord, ask him to help me. I would speak to people I trust, and I know that they will be able to understand and comprehend, something, you know, Marsha's going through this thing. I need to be there, or carry her in prayer, or sit with her, or spend time with her. And, you know, writing down my thoughts also helped me take stock of what was happening in my mind, because everything was in my mind and in my heart. You know, I would all of a sudden just feel nervous one day, or I would feel stressed, or I'd feel anxious. But when I write down, you know, what I'm feeling, I can see, oh, this day I felt like this, and this is what triggered it. And knowing what triggers you also helps you, you know, get or helps you understand your pain a bit more, so that you can handle, you know, what you are going through. So I think for me, it was music, it was prayer, it was speaking to people, it was even going to therapy, or to speaking to a psychologist, just to help me understand my thoughts, because my thoughts was everywhere, it was all over the, you know. And those are the little things that helped me. And even my church community, you know, I had to leave my previous church and then come to, I visited a new church, and then the word was just all about, you know, releasing, or it was about gender-based violence, but it was about letting go and, you know, moving forward and growing and healing through the Lord. And so that has been my journey. And even now with my new EP, Gereed, you know, this is the Lord saying, Marsha, you are now ready for your new season. There is no Gereed now. And I've prepared now, and so we are moving forward and we are moving on, and we've gone through the healing. Yes, sometimes it's not easy. Yes, sometimes there's triggers. Yes, sometimes I do find myself thinking about, you know, what I've been through, but through the grace of God, I can say, you know, I've come out of that place of darkness, and now I'm in light, and now I you know, can help and speak about it more to other people, to help other people.
Marsha, I like how you're not giving like quick fix answers here. You keep saying this healing is not a destination, it's a journey, that it's taken a while. One thing that I do see when it comes to gender-based violence is that the perpetrator isolates the victim many times. Many times they do not want them to be part of a church community or anything like that. You're so alone, that's why you're manipulable and that kind of thing. It's something that that works, and that I've seen repeatedly, is the isolation thing. So would you, if someone's in that and the person that has them has done that, would you recommend somehow making a connection with someone? Is that your first step? Or because you say there are organizations and stuff, places people can call. Can you get really practical, Omnia?
So I reached out to, I think it's Rape Crisis. I think they're in Cape Town, if I'm not mistaken. And then out to them, and through work, they recommended a psychologist to me. And then I spoke to my husband at the time. He was someone I could confide in. And there was, like, you know, sisters around me, women around me that encamped themselves around me to support, to help me, you know, lean on them in that time. And they are still, I'm still able to lean on them today. So those are just some of the practical ways that that has helped me. And sometimes, you know, sometimes maybe some therapy sessions doesn't work because maybe you can't connect with the therapist. Maybe they don't understand you know, where you come from. But maybe going to another person, or trying something else, or trying another psychologist even, you know, can help you. Because it's also important that the person that you are speaking to when you go to therapy, that they are able to connect with you and that they are able to understand you. Because the last thing you need is someone who doesn't understand you, and which it will become difficult now to translate how you are feeling all the time.
Yeah.
So those are the ways, or those are the people I've reached out to help me, you know, understand what I was feeling all the time and what I was going through, or trying to help me get through the day even. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, well, let's get to your music. This is now the second single that works for that took over from Strong, the previous one. I lift my up, he lifts me up. We're going to listen to this song, but I want people to hear what you meant them to hear when they listen to this song. What's the message you want us to get?
So I Lift My Up is basically the part two of Stronger, of my first song, Stronger, you know. So Stronger now speaks about, you know, you are stronger, you can do it, the Lord is with you. Now I'm saying I Lift My Up. Now I'm saying, you know, now we are ready to move forward. Now we are ready to continue the healing, or the healing has now, you know, taken place. But now we have to, in a nice way, grow up, you know, from what we've gone through. And now we need to mature. Now we need to grow, you know, into moving forward. So now I'm saying, I lift my up. Ek is waardig. I'm worthy. You know, I lift my up in sy hande. He has you now. God has you in his hands. You are not alone. You will never be alone. He's going to lift you up. You can feel worthy, because sometimes we don't feel worthy. We don't feel beautiful. We don't feel nice. It's fully meer so lekker nie van die ding het nou. You know, it defined us now, but it's not defining you anymore. It's not your portion to carry. It's not your hurt to carry on your back. You let go of the baggage, you move forward, and now gaan die Here jou oplig. That is the message behind I Lig My Up.
All right. And then I also want to connect people with every and all of your social media platforms.
So they can find me everywhere. I'm literally everywhere. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and I think it's X, but it was Twitter before. And I'm on TikTok. So it's at Marsha Bothmer, or at Marsha.Bothmer. And then I'm also on all digital platforms, Musical.ly, so iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, all of those. I'm everywhere. So if they send me a message and they want to chat, even if they want to reach out and they're not able to speak to anybody, I will try my best to help them. I'm not a certified therapist or anything, but I lend a ear, and I can speak and I can help you in that way. Yeah, that's me.
He lifts me up in Afrikaans. I lig my op. This is Marsha Bothmer. We've heard her. We've gotten to know her. Let's listen to this singing.